Sweetest friends, we are continuing our previous shiur, Rambam, Hilchos Melachim, Perikim Halacha Beis, and we saw the Machlokas, Rambam Ravid, how many wives the king's allowed to have. According to the Rambam, 18 including Pilakshim, and according to the Ravid, 18 not including Pilakshim. In the previous shiur, we saw that Sug of the Ravid, and we asked the number of Kashas. Now we continue again based on the Torah of Rabbi Agon HaGadol, Rabbi Yitzhak Manzatzal, the Kesef Mishnah brings a Raila Das HaRam from the fact that it's in Sanhedrin Chav Beis Amar Aleph, Bore Kamakashin Gerishin, look and see how difficult divorce is, because they were Matir David to have Yichud with Avishag, and they didn't allow him to divorce one of his wives. Rashi says, Liachidim Avishag, Vafal Pishanesar, Yichudim Pinim, no, you're not allowed to have Yichud with a single woman. Nevertheless, they were Matir David to have Yichud with Avishag, and not to divorce one of his wives. You see how terrible it is to get divorced. And if the Ravid is correct, why did they have to be Matir Yichud? Why didn't he just take her as a Pilegesh? That's the Kasha of the Kesef Mishnah, the Rai against the Ravid. If the Ravid is correct, that you're allowed to have as many Pilakshim as you want, the limit of 18 is for wives, so don't be Matir Avishag, Alts Yichud, don't be Matir Yichud, just to take her as a Pilegesh, and then you're set. Elavadai af pilakshim eino yachal lahosif yeser al yudches. So it must be that even pilakshim you're not allowed to take more than 18, and therefore there was no option of taking Avishag as a pilagish. And the Chiddush Arani writes that no, Avishag didn't want to be a pilagish, and since she didn't want to, so what can you do? He was aser to her, and therefore they had to be matir the yichud. In the Tshuvas Chaim Sha'al and Simon Peites, he's Marich Lochich Me'asugia, that she did want to be a Pilegesh, not like the Chidushi Haran. But the Rambam writes later on, Perak Dalet Alacha Dalet V'chein Lokech Mikol Gvul Yisrael Nashim U'Pilegeshim, he could take from all the borders of Israel wives and concubines. And there the Rambam is talking about the Koach of Kfiyah, the coercive power that a king has in these matters. Like we see there in Alacha Beis, Alacha Gimel, Sof Alacha Dalet, Ayin Shem of the Rambam, and if so, he can force her. So wait a second. Chaim Shal says she didn't want to be a Pilegesh Beseder, but nobody asked her. He is the king, that's part of his power. He has Koach Lakuf that she could be his, he could force her to be his Pilegesh. So Mehechi Teisi Lavo Al Isser Im Yachal Akufa V'lo Yebaze Isser. So Mehechi Teisi to be over on an Isser if he can force her, and then there's not going to be an Isser, there's not going to be any Yichud because she'll be his Pilegesh. Now the Ravid had no issue with this. Why wasn't the Ravid bothered by the by Avishag? The fact that he didn't take Avishag as a Pilegesh. It must be that the Ravid agrees with the Rambam that you can't take an extra Pilegesh. Wait a second, if he agrees that you can't take an extra Pilegesh, then that's Akash on him, because he says he could take more Pilakshim than 18. The Rambam held that he can't take an extra Pilegesh. And that's why the rabbis had to be Matir Yichud, because he didn't want to take her as a Pilegesh. And if he wanted, he could have forced her to be a Pilegesh. But yet he still chose not to take her as a Pilegesh. Why did he choose not to take her as a Pilegesh? Obviously because you're not allowed to have an extra Pilegesh more than the 18. Pilakshim are included. And the Ravid doesn't mention this. The Ravid seems to agree with the Rambam on this point. They had to be matir this Avishag, because with Yichud, because taking her as a Pilegesh wasn't an option, not because he didn't have the power to, because he had the power to, but it must be because you're not allowed to take an extra Pilegesh over 18. So you see that the Ravid agrees with the Rambam. Said Sarachi and Divrei Ravid. you the rabbit hold that you're only allowed, you claim that you hold that you're only allowed 18, including Pilakshim, and yet you agree with the Rambam that taking Avishag was not an option because you can't have an extra Pilagish over 18. You hold you're allowed to have more than 18. The Rambam holds 18 includes Pilakshim. You hold 18 doesn't include Pilakshim, so take Avishag as a Pilagish, which you have the power to do. But you don't mention that. So it must be you agree with the Rambam that taking her as a Pilagish wasn't an option. Why wasn't it an option? Because the 18 includes Pilakshim. So if the 18 includes Pilakshim, then you take her agree with the Rambam. And yet the Ravid says, no, I argue with the Rambam. So we have to understand the Ravid. Can you have 18? Does the 18 include the Pilakshim or not? From Avishag, we see that it does. The Ravid wants to say, however he says it, we had kashas in the previous year, what he means. But he says that it doesn't include that the 18 doesn't include Pilakshim. Now the Lecha Mishnah here asks, why didn't David marry Avishag? Because the Eser Pilakshim that the Rambam that David had, Ladas HaRambam, is included in the 18, and David separated from these Pilakshim after the whole Maisa when Avshalom did what he did, the terrible thing Avshalom did. And if so, he had less than 18. So just marry Avishag. Because your 18 includes Pilakshim, he separated from his 10 Pilakshim, so now you have plenty of rooms to marry Avishag. Not only that, we see in the Gemara that Gerushin is difficult. They didn't allow him to get divorced. Okay, but send away one of your Pilakshim, that's not included in Gerushin. She's not your proper wife, so therefore it's now you don't have to give her a proper divorce. And then you're going to have less than 18 wives, and then you're going to be Mutter b'Avishag. To send away one of your Pilakshim. So it must be that he had 18 wives without Pilakshim. Sending away a Pilagish wouldn't have helped, and he couldn't have married Avishag. So Lecha Mishnah says, you see from here, like the Ravid, that the Pilakshim are not included in the 18. He sent away the 10 Pilakshim, but he still had 18 wives. 18 proper wives. And therefore it wasn't an option to take Avishag as a wife, because that would have been 19 wives. So it's mucha kedivrei ha-Ravid that you're allowed to have more than 18. 18 is the wives, and then you're allowed to have more Pilakshim. Another kasha is the Pri Chadash in his Chedushim on the Rambam. He writes that it's a tremendous kasha that in Chevron he had 6 wives and then he took Bathsheba. And then it says afterwards, Vayosef od nashim upilakshim umi od nashim shnayim. So what happened? In Chevron he has 6 wives, takes Bathsheba, that's 7. And then it says that he took more Nashim and Pilakshim, Miut Nashim Shtayim, so that's a minimum of 2. And he already had Eser Pilakshim, like we see in the Maisa of Avshalom. So what does he have? 6 wives, add Bathsheba, and then add Eser Pilakshim. So 6 plus Bathsheba is 7, Eser Pilakshim is 17, and then Vayosef od Nashim u'Pilakshim, he took Nashim, so if he has 17 wives, well 17 Pilakshim, including Pilakshim and wives, so now it's going to be at least 19. Because you have 6 wives, and then Bathsheba 7, and then he has 10 Pilakshim, that's 17. And then he took more Nashim and Pilakshim. So Miut Nashim Ishtayim. So So it's at least 19. And maybe Mir Pilakshim is also Shnaim, so that's 21. So again, you see, is more than according to the Rambam, he's over his minimum of, he's over his maximum of 18. So now we have to understand the Rambam. How's the Rambam going to deal with the fact that he had more than he had more than 18 Noshim Pilakshim altogether? And the biggest kasha is in the Rambam, from what he writes himself in the Sefer HaMitzvos, in Lo Seish Shin Samach Dalet, Shizir HaMelech Meharbas Noshim V'Amar Lo Yarbe Lo Noshim. So the Melech is warned not to have too many wives. Lo Yarbe Lo Noshim. He's now that I have more than 18 wives with whom he takes with ksub and kiddushin. So who's included in the Isser? Only proper wives, not pilakshim. Pilakshim are not b'ksub and kiddushin, like we see in Sanhedrin Chaf Aleph Amud Aleph and the Rambam later on, Perak Dalet Halacha Dalet. Pilakshim, there's no Isser. As long as you take without ksub and kiddushin, you take her as a pilagesh. For a king, it's fine. Even more than 18. The Rambam is mamish soser himself. Rambam writes in the Sefer HaMitzvos that the 18 includes pilakshim. And the Rambam writes in the Yad that the 18 includes pilakshim. And the Rambam writes in the Sefer HaMitzvos that the 18 doesn't include pilakshim. So one sefer wants to say that it's a tosel from Divrei Rambam, and the Rambam himself only answers nashim. In the Yad, it doesn't include pilakshim; it's only nashim. The 18 is nashim. He's allowed to have more pilakshim than 18, than the 18 nashim, and that stems with the Rambam writes in Sefer HaMitzvos that the 18 is only nashim; it doesn't include pilakshim. But it's shver to be mishabish the svarim and say there's a mistake. In the Sefer Dina Dechai of the Baal Knesset HaGadola and the Smag, Lo Se Reish Chof Beis, he discusses this. He's not happy with this pshat that the Rambam was chozer kan bedvarv b'Sefer HaMitzvos, that the Rambam changed his mind. That in the Sefer HaMitzvos he said it doesn't include pilakshim, and now in the Yad he says that it does include pilakshim. So we want to know how the Rambam is going to fit here with the Rambam and the Sefer HaMitzvos, the Rambam and the Yad. Does it include pilakshim or does it not? And the Rivash wants to understand in Siman Shin Sariches that the Rambam holds later on Perak Dalet Halacha Dalet that pilakshim are without ksuba and kedushin and ksuba. So how is that included? So the pasuk says, "You now that have more than 18 wives." They're not his wife, Bechla. If there's no Ksub and Kedushin, they're not his wife, so why should we ask you Pilakshim? So that is the second leg of our journey. These are more kashas. And please God, in the next year, we will see the Imahalach to start answering all of these difficulties. I'm saying just a whole Mesechet Arukah Shel Kushiyot. So please God, Hashem should give us life and Simchas Chaim, and we'll be zochot to continue. Shalom, shalom, Suyis, Mas Bo'alif.